This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 has a huge range of programs available for podcast. In fact, Joy is one of the largest podcasting communities on community radio. If you haven't checked out our podcasting service, you're missing out. Visit joy.org.au, click on the podcast tab, and you'll find a list of Joy programs regularly sharing the best interviews, news, and reviews. There's tens of thousands of hours for you to enjoy, so check it out now, joy.org.au.
Jeanette and Jay John filling in for David and Sue on Friday Drive on Joy 94.9 at 16 minutes to 6. Jeanette, it's very cold outside in Melbourne.
Very cold. It's like 10 degrees.
Do you know where it isn't cold right now?
In my heart.
That's a little cold, let's be fair.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
It's very warm. In fact, quite toasty where our next guest is right now. And, of course, we are referring to Drew Chen, who is coming to you live from Singapore. Hello, Woo! Drew.
Hey, how you doing, Joy listeners?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I just got. I just came in from New York, so that was a 21-hour flight.
I wish I came in from New York
to Singapore, and both places have been a lot warmer than what it is at Melbourne right now.
But is that partly the reason why you left us, Drew?
Nah, I'm just, you know, on my journey, traveling through. Yep.
Very good. Well, we last heard from you, actually, as we said, when you performed live on our Joy broadcast from La Trobe Uni for Pride Week. It seems you've been very busy since then. Have you been getting sleep?
Have I been getting sleep? Not nearly enough as I should be. Really.
I sound like grandma, don't I? Making sure you're getting your sleep.
Are you eating well?
Am I eating well?
Yes. Have you been eating well?
Yes, Mom. I'm doing all right. Yeah, not too bad. I've taken a few days off to, you know, just sort of get back into my routine and get my gear set up here in this little room in Singapore and just working on some new songs. You know, I always have to keep... The thing is, you know, like for me as an artist, I feel, you know, I have to write 20 songs to get to one good one.
Yeah.
It's quite a painstaking process, but, you know,
and as a side,
what you got to do.
I was going to say, as a side note for anyone that hasn't been to Singapore, when Drew says small room, he means small room.
Like very small, like very tiny, smaller than me, and I'm a tiny person.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I'm like 5 foot. Fine.
So you've been getting more recognition both here in Australia and Singapore, plus internationally. So do you still get a good feeling inside when your song gets attention from those in the industry?
Of course. I mean, really, I make music to express myself first and foremost, but, you know, you can't help but feel like, you know, what do other people think about it? You know, it's a 50-50 thing where, you know, I'm the creator and then there's got to be the receiver, the audience, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all very affirming and encouraging, especially when, I suppose, when people really get it. Because I'm making music that is quite niche.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the soul genre. It's kind of poppy as well, but, you know, it's definitely, it's not like 100% mainstream. There's a bit of a left field tendency in what I do, but when the music gets delivered to the right people, you know, they really, really love it, and obviously that's a very encouraging thing. It keeps me going. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a market for anything, as they say, but you're definitely carving out a little niche for yourself.
You have to find it, yeah.
As you mentioned, you were recently in the US. You just got back. Tell us what you're getting up to over there.
Eating cheesecake.
I'm so jealous. I want to do that all the time.
Well, my trip started in Grand Central Station.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of like...
a little better than Flinders Street.
Flinders Street.
Yeah, just.
It's the meeting point.
Yeah.
So it started with a cheesecake and it ended with a cheesecake because I ended up back at the same place.
Why isn't my life like that?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't my life like that?
More or less like Flinders.
Cheesecake.
Oh, her life is like Flinders. It's Flinders Street. It's falling apart.
Basically.
Well, it's all right. I say it like that because it's the meeting point. You know, it's meeting under the clock. And I kind of miss Flinders Street now that I've been away from Melbourne for like, how long have I been away for? 5 weeks?
That's long enough. We miss you. Come back now.
Jeanette.
I miss you guys.
So now to your latest release and the follow-up to Turnaround, a single you actually performed for us on Asian Pop Radio last year. What's You Got It, Babe, all about? Is it about me? Is that what you mean? It's about me?
Well,
it's about all of you.
It's about cheesecake.
I see how it is.
I mean, that song's an interesting one because, you know, you go through dating and all these different infatuation, you know, feelings and stuff. So I just got up and I was really, just really happy in the place that I was. I wrote this quite a while back. You know how, like, it takes, as I said, it takes, like, a long process for me to come up with something that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
But this song wrote itself, like, really, I got up, and I had my guitar next to my bed, so I picked it up. I didn't even get out of bed. You know, I had the guitar on, and I wrote the whole song, and then I went into the next room with my computer and my microphone set up and all that, and I just kind of tracked the whole thing really, really quickly. And, you know, it took a while to get it to sound polished and finished, you know. Like, I brought in some people to play on it and all that, but, you know, more or less, I came up with it, you know, in like 20 minutes in that morning. So,
well, speaking of which,
I was feeling very inspired.
Speaking of which, we see that you teamed up with fellow Singaporean artist Charlie Lim, who we're quite familiar with, Jeanette and I, amongst some other well-known names. Was it a challenge to get all these talented people together and on board with you, or were they, you know, just banging at the door waiting to be a part of it?
It was serendipitous. That's what it was. We were all in the same place at the same time, and I just called them up, and we went together in the studio, and it was, who was on the track? It was Stevie Cat, who's this amazing drummer, really. That, his real name is Stevie McQuinn. But, yeah, he plays for Kimbra, and he brought in a bass player called Anthony Liddell, who's a good buddy of mine, and then Charlie Lim to play guitar.
Oh.
So it was the three of them plus me. And unlike most, I suppose, pop R&B tunes where, you know, everything is created, like, you make the beat and then you add the keyboards or whatever separately, we played all of that together, you know, in real time, as a band, as a unit. So I think that really contributed to the organic feeling of it.
So is it too soon to ask what we can expect next from you in the form of releases or shows?
Oh, fire away, please ask. Well, I mean, I'm a music making machine, so I'm always, you know, I've always got my notebook with me and my little, you know, computer, laptop studio set up and a microphone and a guitar. So I'm always making music on the go. Right now I'm shopping around for some deals, record deals and stuff like that, you know. So that's why I've been making trips to New York and Los Angeles and all sorts of different places, you know. And
that's
just,
great.
Just shopping my music around and trying to get the best deal possible. Yeah.
Cool. And when are you back in Melbourne, Drew?
When am I back in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough question because I just came back. I came back from New York to Singapore. My folks live in Singapore, you see. So I'm spending some time with them. I haven't, like, I left home when I was 17 to go to uni in Brisbane. So I'm 25 now. It's been a while since I've spent an extended amount of time with my folks, and my sister was here as well.
Yeah.
So,
and of course, we don't have ice cream in bread. So
I see where it is.
But, you know, like, Melbourne is, you know, one of the most beautiful places in the world for me. Really.
You see, he's doing the Kylie Minogue thing. He's too scared to say which one's home. I understand, Drew. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm a citizen of the world.
All right. Drew, tell us, how can we purchase the track? We are bouncy here.
Yeah, of course. You can just find it on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, anything really. Just, you can Google it.
Cool.
Easy to find. Drew Chen is spelled D-R-U-C-H-E-N. That's my name, and the song is called You Got It, Babe. Yeah.
And follow, of course, Drew on Twitter. Drew Chen Music. Same for Instagram. Same for Facebook. Like.
Follow.
Thanks. Sharing the love.
And while we're mentioning YouTube, you've got to get on YouTube and check out Drew and his mates doing their own version of Uptown Funk in Singapore, dancing around Marina Bay.
It's so cute.
It's a lot of fun. Dancing in a toilet at the urinal as well. I just thought I'd put that in there.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Well, you stay nice and warm and drink fluids. Make sure you're getting plenty of water.
Yes, a lot of electrolytes.
I hope everyone is staying warm there. I miss you all.
We're
and Drew, do you want to announce the song? Do you want to introduce us to it?
Okay, yep.
Give it a whirl.
You are listening to Joy 949, and this is Drew Chen. You Got It, Babe is the song.
Nice work.
Because I got it.
Thanks, Drew.
Okay, take care, guys.
Can't you tell by the way that I'm smiling? What was great, now the sun is shining. All my life, didn't know what I was looking for. Now it's clear, sugar baby, I'll be coming back for more. Cause of you,
listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.